local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two. It's a lot like hour number one, except...
it has a five in front of it.
There you go. You know what? I was about to say, except we're here again instead of just we're here for the first time. But yeah, no, that's a lot smoother. Yeah. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. And I'd say we're dependable, wouldn't you, Chris?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, that promo that we got, new promo right before our little intro music started there, that seemed to paint us out as pretty dependable. I'm all for that.
That would certainly blow our heads in the ego department, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know what? We are dependable. I'm not going to ask for approval anymore.
Go ahead, sell it. Go ahead. You're doing a great job. Go ahead, sell it to the folks.
All right.
512 News Radio. 92.3. Yeah. Chris, Brian, and Austin Price in with you on Monday afternoon. It is a beauty out there.
Yes,
just
it is.
Absolutely a beauty. Getting ready for Bands on the Beach tomorrow night?
Yes.
What was that? The name was Christy D's Bad Juju?
Yes.
Something like that. Have you heard this band before? Because you do a lot of these outdoor concerts.
That's the thing. I used to. In this heat, I'm glad I don't much anymore. I will say, I think we did. I think we were playing a sample of them earlier, in one of our commercials. They sounded pretty good, and I can't promise you that I haven't heard them before.
I'm sure
because of doing these in the past. Sure. Sometimes we have repeat guests, right. So I'm not sure, but they sounded good from what I heard of them.
Yeah, Bands on the Beach tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on the Casino Beach stage. Bring the lawn chairs and all the coolers and things like that. Don't bring the pets in the glass.
Yeah,
leave them at home.
Yeah,
don't. But here's another great idea. We discussed this a few days ago. If you're thinking about doing the Bands on the Beach tomorrow night, well, afterwards, what do you wrap that up about 9 o'clock or something like that?
Around nine, yeah.
Okay, go ahead and jump on the trolley. Free trolleys running. They start running at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They go till midnight. And believe me, if you haven't done it yet, shame on you. Absolutely shame on you, because it's a really part of our culture, and especially the Pensacola Beach culture. Jump on the trolley, and it's open air. You can just yell at people if you want to as you're going down the sidewalk, but it is an experience. Free trolleys starting 4 to midnight, weekdays on Pensacola Beach.
Yes, absolutely. Wanted to touch on this for a moment before we get our first quick check of the roads and weather, because they hinted at this right before WEAR went to break. Former President Trump is questioning why he should debate Vice President Kamala Harris on ABC News next month. The two are scheduled to take the stage on the network on September 10th in Philadelphia. But in a Truth Social post yesterday, Trump said that he watched an interview with Republican Senator Tom Cotton on ABC, which he called biased, and said the network held a discussion with a panel of Trump haters. The former president also asked that the questions would be given to Harris ahead of time. It comes as both campaigns fight over the rules for the debate, including the Harris camp wanting open mics, while the Trump campaign does not. Wow.
Woo. That's going to be interesting.
I'm surprised the Trump campaign is the one that's advocating for closed mics.
Yeah, me too.
Because, I mean, that was, first of all, I think when Trump and Biden had their debate, I think that rule was more to not just help with the overall flow, but if you had to choose a candidate, okay, who does this help out more? It would probably help out Biden, you would think. So Trump's not, you know, berating him. And with Trump being that loud presence and with him being kind of overbearing like that, you would think he would want to use that to his advantage. But I don't know. Apparently, Kamala Harris's campaign is saying, no, give us all you got.
Does ABC have the debate? Is that who's carrying it?
Yes.
Because I know Fox had the last one.
Yeah, it's ABC this time.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting, especially how they roll this thing out and try to work out all the bugs and get it on. Just somebody get it on. Because let me tell you, the knuckleheads out in Hollywood, celebrities are pushing Kamala to not say a word till after the election.
Really?
Like, no, they don't. They're advocating, don't open your mouth. Just don't open your mouth. Why? Because she doesn't actually have a full grasp on what she's talking about, obviously.
Well, that's
and they know this.
We were touching on that last week about, you know, she's still trying to get her campaign together. She's obviously, she's getting a lot of support, don't get us wrong. But yeah, I mean, this is nonetheless something that was kind of just popped up pretty quick. We got confirmation that Biden was out, and right away he endorsed Kamala. That, from there, she was seen as like the front runner to take his place, and then it was only a few days after that it was confirmed, yeah, she's going for it.
As a voter, I have questions.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously.
A lot of questions.
If she's not talking to the media and if the idea is not quite formulated yet, well, then sure, that's gonna leave a question mark in our heads a bit. 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we do have some backups developing on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. We're pretty used to seeing that at this hour, though. Also have some on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. The worst looking spot last hour and currently, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. We've got very, very heavy backups there that are pushing you back. Let's see. I'll give you a landmark or the best of my abilities. Let's see. I mean, it seems like it's pushing you back to the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve.
Absolutely.
So around near the park area, that region. It's pushing you around there, so be on the lookout for that. But if you don't know what I mean by that, just know if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point on Gulf Breeze Parkway, you're backed up for a long time.
You really are. And you know, I feel sorry for those trucks, the food trucks.
Yeah.
If you're coming in, say, heading eastbound on Highway 98, and you get, let me give you a reference point. It used to be an IHOP right there on your left. It's now an Oriental restaurant of some sort. But the trucks, food trucks off to the right, they don't have a chance, and their businesses, they're losing trucks. I notice this all the time. It's simply because of the traffic flow.
Right.
If you're going to take a right into those food trucks at that side, good luck. All I can say is check your insurance policy before you do it, because, man, people are up on you
right
to make that turn, and it's just not a safe turn. That's why you're seeing a lot of trucks kind of flow out of that park and not staying very long. Traffic flow. Gulf Breeze 4-6. Avoid it. Shoot Garcon.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Do whatever you can. That's been the time that we've been promoting this entire hour. 4-6 is when Gulf Breeze Parkway is going to be most miserable. So you might want to avoid it until then. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum. What's the scene, Alan?
Typical weather for this time of the year will continue. We'll see sunshine, just a few clouds, and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Tuesday's rain chance, about 30%. Looking through the week, it's about a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or storm. So highs will be in the low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. All righty, let's see what we got here.
Fast forward a week.
Let's just go
fast forward a whole week. This time next Monday.
I saw your lips go, he's got something.
Well, you know, this time next Monday, you and I will be here talking about the FSU Boston College game.
Right.
Because News Radio 92.3 will have that game coming up at 6:30. Is that kickoff time? What is our time that we actually join the broadcast?
I believe it is
at 6:30.
I believe it is around 6:30. I can check here to confirm, okay. But I believe that is at the very least when our coverage starts.
Yeah, FSU coming off that Georgia Tech loss on Saturday, 24-21. Now facing ACC rival Boston College. Kickoff Monday, September the 2nd, 6:30, Doak Campbell Stadium. Catch Noles football all season on News Radio 92.3, and also the Mike Norvell Show. That comes up, and that, believe me, let's not even go there. It's so confusing at this point. Let's just say in 2 weeks on Monday, Mike Norvell will be here.
But occasionally on Monday, tune in. We'll see if we can get it for you now. But in all seriousness, yes, 6:30 for Boston College and Florida State there. So that is when we will start airing that for you. Alrighty, just about 5:20 here. We'll take our first break. When we return, we'll tackle some more perhaps about this presidential nonsense that's going on. And we didn't talk about this last hour, Chris, but Trump, he's got something going on with the Foo Fighters. We'll get more on that and a little bit beyond it as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere, please.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
In an ever-changing world, it's important to know that God never changes. Governments change, interest rates change, the seasons change, relationships and even stoplights change. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the book of James that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6, God says, I am the Lord, I change not. The God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel to walk on dry dry land is the same God who can provide a way of escape from your trial. The God who dropped manna from heaven can provide heavenly nourishment for you today. In a world full of changes, rejoice in the fact that Jesus never changes.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9. They'll be talking about their upcoming fundraiser, Rock for Vets, as well as other initiatives they support. The Rock for Vets fundraiser is September 14th at Community Maritime Park and will support our local homeless veteran community. Learn more about Rock for Vets and the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chest, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about RFK Jr. dropping out or suspending, at least in battleground states, on Friday. Also talked about the plans to develop Community Maritime Park, finally, hopefully. Plus talked with Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, particularly about the decrease in security for Brandon Adelot and the decision to prosecute the deputy in Okaloosa County for the shooting of Airman Roger Fortson. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, just about 5:25 here. We'll get you started with another quick check of your roads and weather. Not too much going on the roads here that we don't get used to seeing at around this hour, except for Gulf Breeze. If you're traveling eastbound, passing Oriole Beach, heading in the direction of Tiger Point, we still have very long-reaching congestion there, very severe. That's been giving us trouble all afternoon. Also have some problems on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Issues on I-10 itself if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox also. The last notable spot's going to be Highway 90. That's if you are traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, and heading in the direction of Glover Lane. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum helping us out here. Alan, what's it looking like?
Typical weather for this time of the year will continue. We'll see sunshine, just a few clouds, and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Tuesday's rain chance, about 30%. Looking through the week, it's about a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or storm. So highs will be in the low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Okay, there's two stormwater projects moving forward as the city of Pensacola received over $3 million in grant funding. The Langley Avenue Drainage Improvement Project and the Main Street Stormwater Improvement Project receiving funding after being among 197 eligible projects submitted to FDEP for consideration. Get this, in total, $3.35 million was awarded to those two projects for fiscal year 2024-2025, statewide flooding and sea level rise resilience plan. So that is some good bucks coming to the area for that one.
Absolutely. Now, I think I hinted at this before we went to break. All right. So here's the deal. Let me paint the scene for you. So on Friday, we knew it was going to happen. RFK officially dropped out, endorsed Trump. It was a whole thing. They did do a collaboration. I guess I was right about that prediction. Trump had RFK make an appearance at like some huge rally, and it was a huge grand reveal of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And the song My Hero was played. It's a famous song by the Foo Fighters. Maybe you've heard of them. And man, Chris, I told you before we came back from break, I saw that and I'm like, I wonder how they feel about that. Because Trump's not exactly a favorite with some of the musical artists that he's sampled work from. Well, that's what brings us to this headline today.
Phew, that was a long way around.
The Foo Fighters and the Trump campaign are in a squabble over the use of the song at the rally. In response to a fan asking on X if the band approved of the use of My Hero, the name of the song, the band responded with a simple no. They went on to say that any royalties from the song's use at the event would be donated to the Harris Walls campaign. So they're taking their stand here. Meanwhile, in a statement to The Hill, a Trump spokesperson claimed that the campaign has a license to play the song. Trump has faced, of course, pushback from a number of artists over the years for using their songs, and some of the ones listed here include Celine Dion, Beyonce, The Rolling Stones, and The Estate of Isaac Hayes. And I'll throw in another one that wasn't even listed here, CCR. CCR, I remember.
Yeah, John Fogerty.
Yeah, he was vocal, because he even said, I think they played Fortunate Son. And Fogerty said, I find it confounding that Trump would play that because he's the type of person that the song was written for. So it just very controversial stuff here, and the Foo Fighters are now joining in on that.
I think folks are getting a little bit too deep into this subject matter.
You know? Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know how much it matters, because it's not like, just because like I listen to a song.
Right.
Doesn't mean that I align with everything that the Foo Fighters say, and it doesn't mean that the Foo Fighters align with everything I say.
And I guarantee you this, I will not say to you, did you just say the Foo Fighters were mad at Trump?
Right.
And you're going to say, well, they disapprove of him playing their music.
Right.
Okay, what's your point?
Yeah.
That's not going to affect me listening to their music one way or the other.
There you go.
You've got, thank God, you can separate politics and reality of entertainment and things. But
right.
A lot of folks have a problem with that.
Yeah.
They can't separate the two. They just cannot do it. Try it. Hey, it makes you feel a lot better if you don't get so deep into these things.
Yeah, if you don't sweat stuff like that.
And it's nothing to sweat. The Foo Fighters, great band. Great
For sure.
Song. Oh, my goodness, great song.
Well,
their politics they can keep. I don't care. That's their politics.
Well, and that's the thing. Speaking of people that are probably thinking too much about it, actor Billy Baldwin is ending his longtime friendship with RFK over Kennedy support of Trump.
The Baldwins have to get in it somehow.
Baldwin wrote in a post on X that he's pulling away from the decades-long friendship because backing Trump is, quote, a betrayal of the values and traditions of the Kennedy family. Kennedy announced the suspension of his own presidential campaign last week. I was reading up on the Baldwin brothers, and I noticed that Billy and Stephen Baldwin, Billy, very left-leaning, Stephen, very religious, very conservative, and they're not even close. Their relationship is strained, allegedly, because of their political issues.
That's just too bad.
Exactly. If you cannot put your differences aside for family, then yeah, I guess we can't be surprised that Billy hasn't put it aside for a friend here. But no, that's unbelievable.
All right. Let me just throw this in here. All West Florida library books drops have been reopened. Been closed for a while here. Now that the primary election is over, the outdoor book drops were closed to prevent voters from mistakenly returning vote-by-mail ballots in the drop boxes. People do it. Listen, there's the boxes, throw it in there, whatever. But that's not the that's not a book box. That's not your ballot box.
Right.
Several libraries served at early voting locations did this. They closed them down. So they reopened. All of the books are open. Go read to your heart's desire. Do you like to read?
When the subject matter interests me, yes.
Yeah, me too. It's just getting the time to do it. Oh, that's sure. The confounding factor.
Something I liked reading here was a texter saying, sounds like a Foo Fight. that was clever.
Good for you. Thanks for texting in. Hey, nice afternoon to you.
Absolutely.
I'm John Saucier. It's the third anniversary of the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Former President Trump was at the National Guard Association General Conference in Detroit, promising to fire the officials involved in the evacuation.
You gotta fire them like on The Apprentice. You fired. You did a lousy job. You did a terrible, terrible disservice to our country. You get fired when that happens.
Members of a congressional task force in Butler, Pennsylvania, part of an investigation into the assassination attempt on former President Trump, Florida Democrat Congressman Jared Moskowitz, critical of former Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
Being here and seeing the proximity of the buildings, it reminds me, quite frankly, how outrageous it was that the former director of Secret Service did not come here to get a sense of what this look like.
At least five Secret Service members have been placed on administrative leave. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. We knew Apple was preparing to unveil some new products next month, and now we have a confirmed date. The tech giant today sent out invitations for a keynote slated for Monday, September 9th, 10 a.m. Pacific time, a day earlier than had been expected. Although it provided few other specifics, Apple is widely expected to reveal its new iPhone 16 series, along with a new Apple Watch and some new AirPods. The in-person event will take place at Apple's Cupertino, California headquarters. Thanks to a surge in transportation issues, orders at U.S. factories for long-lasting goods jumped by nearly 10% in July. Economists had forecast just a 4% rise in orders for durable goods, products made to last at least 3 years. Excluding the volatile transportation sector, orders were up just 0.2% in July. While the broader market lagged, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite both ending in the red, the Dow Industrials today notched a fresh closing high, the blue chip index up 65 points. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. The 12 teams I have making the college football playoff this year are Georgia, Ohio State, Kansas State, Virginia Tech, Oregon, Alabama, Penn State, Texas, Notre Dame, Ole Miss, Michigan, and Liberty. And in the semifinals, I have Georgia defeating Oregon and Alabama taking down Ohio State. And then I have Georgia defeating Alabama in the national championship game by a final score of 27-17. I'm Zach Gelb.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got. All right, so looking at the roads here, it's going to be all about Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's if you're traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area. It is looking like on our end here, standstill traffic as you're passing Oriole Beach. There is a bit of a break in the action, but then it's going to kind of ramp up a little bit more further back. I mean, it's been rough all afternoon. It's rough now. Outside of that, it's just a little bit of the usual congestion here and there. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Nine Mile Road traveling northbound, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards Nine Mile. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum that's been giving us some check-ins. Alan, what's going on this time? Anything different?
Typical weather for this time of the year will continue. We'll see sunshine, just a few clouds, and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Tuesday's rain chance, about 30%. Looking through the week, it's about a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or storm. So highs will be in the low 90s and overnight lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Nothing different, but it wasn't supposed to be. 89 degrees in Pensacola, currently low of 77 tonight and a high of 92 tomorrow.
Well, September 10th, of course, through the middle of October. You know what that is?
No.
Okay, that's the highest chances we have for seeing a tropical storm move through northwest Florida. Not that there is one.
We haven't even gotten the highest chances
yet. No, let me get this perfectly clear out here. We have no tropical activity to speak of, but traditionally following the pattern, September 10th through the middle of October is the 4 weeks that are primarily the best candidates to have a storm move through the area. I feel it's been my duty here. A lot of folks missed out on high school football activity that happened on Friday night.
Yes.
They didn't quite catch a score. Let me give me a couple of minutes here. I want to run this down for you. It's high school scores. I say this because these young men and ladies and the whole programs around these high school programs, the
Buster
band,
Humps.
Everybody, you know, work really hard at pulling these things off. Let me give you some scores here from Friday. Tate over Fort Walton Beach, 24 to zip. Northview, 26, Destin, 7. Jay over Vernon, 34 to nothing. Boy, this was a game. Escambia over West Florida, 45 to 12. Yeah, go ahead. You can say it.
Woo.
Pine Forest over Pensacola, 19-6. It was Williamson, Alabama, 52, Washington, 0.
There were a lot of shutouts Friday.
But 52-0?
Yeah.
The Wildcats have a pretty good team usually.
No, they've been decent recently, yeah.
Okay, Pensacola Catholic, hey, they're great. Just put it like that. 33-0 over a big Navarre team.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. I can't believe that happened.
And the folks from Navarre are saying the exact same thing this afternoon. Crestview over Milton, it was 42-7. Pace over Mary Montgomery, 17-14.
Yeah, there it is. Look Patriots represent.
Look at him smiling. And Gulf Breeze over South Walton, 2016. Gulf Breeze has got another team this year.
Yeah, Gulf Breeze, I think they played on Saturday.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
it was a Saturday afternoon game.
So okay, so that was a decent game. At least that one was rather competitive, and Pace was competitive as well. But yeah, man, a lot of beatdowns, a lot of shutouts this week. Also, we do have the NCAA issuing a notice of allegations, or an NOA as it's known as, in its ongoing investigation into the Michigan football program's reported sign stealing. The investigation includes video evidence of electronics prohibited by the NCAA that can be used to steal signs from other teams. Officials say that Michigan has 90 days to respond in writing to the NOA. After that, the NCAA has 60 days to reply to the university's response. A hearing with the Committee on Infractions is usually scheduled for about 2 months after a reply is filed. It will likely be months before the public infractions report is released.
Does Coach Harbaugh have to bite that one? Of course, he's in Los Angeles now.
Right.
But is it on him?
Well, that's the thing. They have already issued him a punishment for something.
Right.
And the rule was, if you ever come back to coach a college team, you will be like suspended for... Is it the first year? No, it's not the first year. Or maybe it is. I can't remember what it is. It's something like that. You'll be suspended for X amount of time. I can't remember how much it is because it was a little while back that we covered it. But yeah, so if this is anything like that, if he can suffer any punishment, it's probably going to be like, hey, if you ever come back here, you're going to be hit with this or that.
Hey, if you ever come back here, you're going to win another national championship.
Potentially,
so
yes.
There.
Quite possibly.
Good coach. I don't think he needs to steal signals to win the games myself.
Well, especially, you know, if you're playing. Some of the teams that they played last year, I mean, come on. Like, as I said, and some of the toughest teams they played, you either beat them convincingly anyway, or you played, as I said, Ohio State played Michigan last year without Harbaugh and still lost, and Alabama played them in a playoff that the Tide shouldn't even have made. And, I mean, this was long after the sign-stealing stuff was already talked about. It was already common knowledge. And Michigan still beat you. It's like, come on. Y'all can't complain. Other teams can't tip the scale.
Michigan is a good football team.
Oh, for sure.
Bottom line. Home buyers, sellers, here's something for you to digest today. Your numbers, mortgage numbers. And they're looking in your favor, finally. Yeah, they're starting to drop. They're below 7%. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed rates. Below 7%. The average 30-year rate, 6.44%. The 15-year rate, 5.97%. And, of course, we're watching Jerome Powell, head of the Fed. He will be making – are they going to pull the trigger in September or not? What do you think? What's your odds on this one? Are they going to hold the rates or are they going to drop them?
I'll say they drop.
I think so, too. Most people are thinking a half point. I'm thinking a quarter point, but what the heck do I know, right? I'll give it – but that's my feeling about it.
Right.
So, anyway, quarter point probably – quarter to half a point possibly coming down in September, which will help out the borrowing power of those mortgage rates. So we will definitely follow that one for you. Very interesting because we've been talking about and teasing our audience for over a year now. Oh, they're going to lower the rates. They're going to lower. No, they're going to keep them up. Yeah. I think now we have a consensus that September will be the time frame to lower the mortgage rates over at the Fed.
Absolutely. And just before we get another quick check of the roads and weather here, Wall Street mentioned this last hour, closing mostly lower, but the Dow hit a record high to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 65 points to 41,240. The S&P 500 lost 17 points to 56,16. And the NASDAQ fell 152 points to 17,725. All righty, let's see here. Getting you another quick check of the roads and weather. If you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Oriole Beach area, we have got some horrible backups there, as we have had all afternoon so far. It's not, it looked like it was breaking up, Chris. It looked like there was, okay, maybe just a little bit of time where it's like, okay, you may experience some calm before the second storm. No, it's just all one huge block of congestion, and it's looking pretty standstill at this time, but we'll keep you updated on it nonetheless. Hopefully it'll lessen up sooner rather than later. Also have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And we had some on Highway 90 if you were traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, but that has seemingly cleared out for the most part. As for the weather, it's been Alan Strum on standby with us. There we go. Alan, what's going on?
Warm weather continues through the next several days with just a slight chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will mainly run in the low 90s. We'll get some sunshine in the skies, and the rain chances about 30 to 40% throughout the next several days. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s, and across the tropical Atlantic basin, all is quiet for now. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay, 546, News Radio 92.3. Two people that I know, not many people envy. Well, maybe some envy, but if your name is Butch Wilmore or Suni Williams, you got to feel a little bit disheartened today. Elon Musk, SpaceX, to the rescue. And this is what I'm getting at here. These are the two astronauts that were... shot up into space, I guess a couple of months almost now, going on 2 months ago. Well, NASA has a real situation on their hands. Got a couple of astronauts stuck up in space because the Boeing Starliner is just not mechanically fit to take them back to Earth. They're going to, here's what's happening. That mission that stuck these two people out there in June was initially expected to last, get this one, 1 week. Well, Starliner experienced helium leaks, thruster issues that prompted NASA and Boeing to announce Starliner will make an uncrew return, while the two astronauts will return on a SpaceX crew in February.
Yep.
There goes Thanksgiving. There goes Christmas. And all those billions of stars you can look at and digest. I wonder how they actually feel about that.
Well, and
stuck up there.
Well, and that's the thing. It's terrible because I heard... when the report was that, oh, they're not complaining, it's no big deal. And you know what? I guess if you have a calling for this and you've made it to the point to where you are actually going into space, well, then, okay, maybe this is like a dream for you. I don't know. I think you're weird if so, but whatever. The thing is, that was the fear, that they were going to miss Christmas and all the holidays and be stuck up there until early 25, and it's a shame that that is... being substantiated.
You know, the Starliner was only equipped to, I believe, stay up about 45 days or so. Mm. And that's why they had to abandon the Starliner and go into the International Space Station, where they are now presently living. But what a mess. That's all I can say. Oh, Boeing for sure. Has more problems. If it's not the little bolts blowing out of windows in the 737s, now they got problems with the Starliner.
Right. It is. It's just a shame. Quickly here, before we take a quick break, just want to let you know about some of the MLB games happening this afternoon. All right, so of course we got some of our local representation. Got the Braves at Twins at 6:40, Marlins at Rockies at 7:40, and then we've got the Rays at Mariners at 8:40. That's going to be on FS1. That's coming after Astros at Phillies at 5:40. So a lot of 40s there. Let me recap chronologically here. Astros at Phillies at 5:40 on FS1. Braves at Twins at 6:40. Marlins at Rockies at 7:40, Rays at Mariners at 8:40 on FS1. There you go. Those are some notable MLB games for you. Just about 5:49 here. We will take a quick break. When we return, maybe got some pop culture notes for you, and maybe a little bit on have you followed the Karen Reed trial at all?
No.
Well, we do have an update on that as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Somebody call 911, shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa, I gotta cool her down, she won't bring the roof to ground on the dance floor. Whoa, she's fire burning, fire burning on the dance floor.
I'm Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, 551 here. We'll tackle a couple of those stories I was touching on before we went to break. Starting with the Karen Reed trial, she's being sued by the family of her Boston police officer boyfriend she is accused of killing. The family of the late John O'Keefe has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Reed and two bars in Canton in connection with his death in January of 2022. They are suing for unspecified damages, but a mistrial was declared in the case against Reed last month due to a hung jury. Of course, that was big news. Last week, a judge denied a request to dismiss two of the charges against Reed, and a new trial is set to start in January.
Interesting. Stocks were mixed today, but the Dow will... It still managed to close at a record number. Second quarter earnings report coming up here later this afternoon. I'll have those numbers for you. But the reason I was digging into this, I mentioned Boeing a minute ago, the Starliner. Boeing stock's down today, falling 0.9%. Another black eye for the aerospace firm. NASA announced, of course, what we just talked about with you. Two astronauts brought to the International Space Station by Boeing's Starliner spacecraft in early June will instead return on a SpaceX vehicle. Those astronauts remain in orbit until February. And our hearts go out to them because they're without their family during the holiday times of year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. They're up there circling the Earth.
Right. And it is. It's just, it's very unfortunate. So yeah, as you said, we touched on that earlier. And in February, you said?
Yes.
All righty. Let's see. Carrying on with some pop culture notes here. We got Deadpool and Wolverine. Yes, we're still talking about it.
I like that movie. I still like that movie. It was great. Well, it just came out, but I like that movie.
Right. Well, but that's the thing. It's been out for a little while now. I mean, you know, and it still dominates the box office. It was raked in an estimated $18.3 million in its fifth week of release. So it's been out for over a month now. Sci-fi horror sequel Alien Romulus dropped to second after topping the box office last week, bringing in $16.2 million in its second weekend. The Blake Lively-led romantic drama It Ends With Us took third with an estimated $11.8 million. And actor Zoe Kravitz's directorial debut, Blink Twice, brought in $7.3 million in its premiere weekend to finish fourth. And then the faith-based drama The Forge took fifth with $6.6 million. So yeah, Deadpool topping the box office again. That's insane.
That's Lenny Kravitz's daughter, I believe.
Yes, I believe so. I will say this, one movie, because I've mentioned it before on this show, I'm not much of a moviegoer, not a big movie guy.
Right.
However, there's one movie coming out. It's coming out in a couple months, and I don't know if you've seen anything about it, Chris, but Saturday Night.
I thought you were going to say Beetlejuice.
No. Have you seen anything about Saturday Night, though?
Beetlejuice.
Okay. Is that a no?
No, I haven't, but I'm ready for Beetlejuice.
Well, you said it three times, so fingers crossed.
Beetlejuice.
Anyway, but no, when it comes to Saturday Night, it comes out October 11th, okay. I believe. And the reason why that is so notable is because it marks the 50th anniversary. No, 49th. Anniversary.
Get it right. Come on, 49 or 50.
Yeah, the 49th anniversary of Saturday Night Live's debut. Wow. And it's a real-time film showing, like, okay, I guess the film's 90 minutes long. So it's the 90 minutes before the first episode of SNL went to air.
I stopped watching it in 90. I used to watch it in the 70s, and then I just kind of lost interest in it.
I was about to say, what turned you off of it?
Just politics. That's exactly what turned me off.
Really? They're pretty politically fueled now.
I don't go there. I want to be entertained. I don't want to be hassled by politics. I just don't want to go there. Hey, but one thing we can talk about, Beetlejuice, coming up in a few weeks. I do not know why Universal ever pulled that attraction from their park in Orlando. They pulled the Beetlejuice attraction. Right. They were probably kicking themselves all the way to the bank now, just knowing how successful this remake will be. So I'm ready. I'm ready. You know, it's just Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Great movie. I guess, but I'm hoping it is.
yeah, you're hoping it is, if it's anything like the others.
I'll be there. I guarantee that.
There you go. Yeah, it's just called Beetlejuice, right?
No, it's just Beetlejuice.
I thought it was called it twice.
Well, if you say it three times, then you got troubles.
Right, which you've already done.
You got it. You got trouble.
Okay, well, either way.
But the original cast is in this thing.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing about it.
Especially considering,
Michael
how old
Keaton,
the first
you know,
one is.
And Ryder, you know, and you even have this great lady. Did you ever watch Schitt's Creek?
No.
You ever watch that?
I've heard of it.
One of the stars in Beetlejuice, and she was in the movie with the kid that stayed at home, Home Alone.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin. But she was the mom.
Right.
And she's in Beetlejuice. Again, she's reprising her role.
Oh, okay.
As Miss Beetlejuice.
Just past 5:55 here.
No, that's not right.
We will. Just past 5:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road still giving us some issues, especially if you're traveling northbound on Palafox. But that's really the only spot causing problems outside of Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound, passing Oriole Beach, you're going to be in for a rough ride. That has been giving us some standstill traffic for a while. All afternoon, really, as far as we've been on air. As for the weather, we've got Alan Strum on the scene here. Alan, what's going on, my man?
Warm weather continues through the next several days with just a slight chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will mainly run in the low 90s. We'll get some sunshine in the skies, and the rain chances about 30 to 40% throughout the next several days. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s, and across the tropical Atlantic basin, all is quiet for now. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Catherine O'Hara, that's the lady's name. And you're right, it's Beetlejuice.
All right, okay, there we go.
You got it right there. You got, like, gosh, Michael Keaton in this thing, Winona Ryder, Jenna Ortega, Justin Thoreau, William Dafoe. He's always the nasty guy, you know. Yeah.
And William Dafoe, I think he plays in the Saturday Night film as well.
Oh, does he?
So he's all over the darn place.
He's everywhere.
Speaking of these films, we've got another pop culture story for you here. The story of rock and roll legend Richie Valens is heading back to, or Richie Valens, which one is it?
Valens.
Okay. Richie Valens. Here I am, always second guessing myself. It's heading back to the big screen. Variety reports that Sony Pictures is developing a remake of the Golden Globe nominated 1987 film La Bamba. The movie told the story of the Mexican-American's rise from a field worker to teenage rock star. And of course, unfortunately, he died at the age of 17 in a plane crash along with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. The writer and director of the original film, Luis Valdez, will serve as executive producer.
It's surprising because you were talking about him and his early roots. He grew up in South L.A. is where he grew up at. Mm. It was just so traumatic. What a star he was when that plane went down. Yeah. The Big Bopper was with him, I believe it was.
Yes, Big Bopper and Buddy Holly.
Yeah, Buddy Holly. Some major talent on that one. But yeah, I was surprised if he did not die in a plane crash. He had a pretty good shot at having a rough life there in South L.A. too. Yeah. Wasn't an easy neighborhood this guy grew up in. By the way, September 6th, Beetlejuice, that I would pass it on. That's the official date it starts.
Oh, all right.
Go see it in those theaters that are the super like IMAX theaters or
huge screen surround sound, that sort of thing.
Don't
immersive.
Yeah, don't buy into the standard theater. Go to the super one.
With how you're hyping it up, I'm starting to think you directed it.
I wish, man. All I could say is Beetlejuice.
Okay. That about does it for hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. But we've got one more hour to kill, of course. When we return, we'll give you one last rundown of everything happening in your world on this Monday. WEAR, top of hour news coming up.